It happened more than 30 years ago, but Raymond Sape still remembers it clearly.
I had to stop driving at age 49 because of my declining eyesight, and it was the worst day of my life because a man without a horse is afoot. And at the time, I had no idea what to do beyond being a driving member of society.
That's a question now confronting a growing number of aging Americans, as there will soon be more than 40 million drivers among us who are 65 or older. Sape, who is now 80 and legally blind, is a researcher and writer on issues of aging and longevity. Having gone through that major life transition abruptly, he encourages other aging drivers and their families to plan for it, in part by simply talking about it ahead of time, and not just once.
You can't have that in one big conversation. It has to be small conversations over time. It has to be compassionate, because the first thing to recognize is what driving means to people. That's why they hang on to the car keys for dear life, because dear life is what those car keys mean to them.
Cynthia Harris is a spokeswoman for AAA, which offers a number of tools for evaluation and preparation for the transition on their website. But she's also had firsthand experience of how impactful it can be to let go of driving.
My mother, when she was in her mid-80s, she took it on herself to not drive, and she sunk into a horrible depression because she couldn't drive, and then she started driving again, just very close distances, but it made a huge impact on her. It was really amazing to watch.
Additionally, Harris knows there are significant health impacts that can follow giving up the car keys.
The decision to stop driving, whether it's voluntary or involuntary, really appears to contribute to a variety of health problems for seniors. They're not able to drive to another neighborhood or to go shopping or go to some social event because they can't drive. And it's also a sense of shame, and it develops into depression. So we've seen that happen a lot among seniors. Also, cognitive abilities decrease and decline at a faster rate because they're no longer as mobile.
Even so, declining vision and hearing, reaction times, even balance can force older drivers out of their cars. To offset the negative consequences of that, Raymond Sape urges getting familiar with other options, such as volunteer driving programs, public transportation where it is available, and possibly pooling resources with others to collectively purchase a vehicle and hire a driver for it. Doing that, he notes, can offer more than just transportation.
One of the things about this society is that we're all so fiercely independent that we've forgotten how to be interdependent. So for the older driver to get together with others and strategize around creative solutions is the best thing I can think of for people to do.
The most important thing, Sape says, is to begin early in thinking about life after driving.
As you plan ahead with your life insurance, as you plan ahead with your retirement funds, as you plan ahead for other things, plan ahead for the eventuality, because the majority of people behind the wheel today will in fact outlive their ability to drive by 7 to 10 years.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.